AI won't replace you, but it will expose you. Maria is the operations lead at a growing logistics company. Her day starts with 47 unread emails, a meeting she hasn't prepared for, and a spreadsheet she's been cleaning up for 3 days. She's good at her job, organized, reliable, the person everyone pings when something needs to move. But most of her time is spent rewriting the same emails, summarizing updates, and chasing small details across systems that don't talk to each other. By 5 p.m., she's exhausted, not from hard decisions, from constant switching. Now rewind a year, same company, same chair, same inbox. Nothing about Maria's job changed. But now she drafts emails in minutes instead of rewriting them 5 times. She drops messy notes into an AI assistant and gets structured briefs she can actually use. She walks into meetings with clear talking points, not because she worked longer, but because she worked differently. She's still doing the same job, but now she's operating at a different level. Here's what actually changed. Maria didn't get smarter in a year. She didn't work harder. She worked with leverage she didn't have before. The title of this lesson is the short version of what changed for her. AI won't replace you, but it will expose you. It will expose whether you can think clearly when the mechanical work falls away. It will expose whether you make good decisions when the research step takes 30 seconds instead of 30 minutes. It will expose whether you can apply judgment, because judgment is the one thing AI cannot do for you at the level of consequence your job operates at. That is either bad news or good news, depending on what you bring to the table. The rest of this lesson is about what you bring. AI is an amplifier. AI is an amplifier. A clear thinker with AI becomes more productive. Someone unclear produces confusion faster. AI doesn't supply what isn't there. This is why the panicked framing, AI is coming for my job, misses the shape of what's happening. AI isn't aimed at your job. It is aimed at the parts of your job you can describe to a machine. What remains, the part that stays yours, is your human delta. AI amplifies capability, but only if there's something worth amplifying. That something is your human delta. What the CEO of NVIDIA is saying. If you want to hear this from someone with more skin in the AI game than anyone, here it is. Jensen Huang, the founder and CEO of NVIDIA, the company that builds the hardware AI runs on, made the case in plain language at Stanford this April. It is unlikely most people will lose a job to AI. It is most likely that most people will lose their job to somebody who uses AI. This is the man whose company has the most to gain from AI replacing workers. He is telling you it won't. What it will do, he said in the same conversation, is force a distinction most people have never had to make. Your job, the purpose of your job, and the tasks that you do in your job are related but not the same. That is the same idea Maria's story walked through. Said by someone whose career is staked on understanding where this is all going. The tasks change. The purpose stays yours. The gap between people who have actually thought about the purpose of their work and people who have only ever executed the tasks is the gap AI is about to expose. That gap has a name in the rest of this lesson. We call it your human delta. Your human delta. Your human delta is the set of things you bring to your work that AI cannot generate on its own at your level of consequence. It is what's left when AI takes the mechanical layer. It has 4 components. This is not a framework to memorize. It is a lens to look at your own week with. Judgment. Judgment is choosing between correct-looking options. AI will give Maria 3 ways to phrase a difficult email to a late supplier. All 3 are grammatically clean. All 3 are professional. 1 of them will blow up the relationship, 1 will be forgotten, and 1 will land. Picking the right one requires knowing the supplier, knowing the context of the delay, knowing what her company needs from this relationship 6 months from now. AI doesn't have that. Maria does. Context. Context is knowing what this situation needs, not what situations like it usually need. A new customer onboarding email that follows the template is fine. A new customer onboarding email that notices this particular customer has just come off a bad experience with their previous vendor, and that opens with, "I want to be upfront about what we do differently," is better. AI can produce the template. It cannot, by default, know what happened yesterday that changes the right move today. You bring that. Taste. Taste is recognizing the difference between okay and right. Every job has a, "this is technically correct, but not what I would have sent" line. You know where that line sits because you've sent work for years and watched which pieces landed. A summary that covers every bullet is okay. A summary that leads with the one thing the reader actually needs is right. AI generates okay for free. Right requires someone with taste to shape it. Trust. Trust is accountability to the people who rely on you. If Maria sends a status update that misses a critical number, her team can call her on it. She can explain herself. She has a relationship with her readers that lets her be wrong occasionally and course correct. An AI cannot be held accountable. It can be wrong in ways that look right. And if the signature at the bottom is yours, the trust that breaks is yours too. Trust doesn't scale past the human who owns it. The same task, split in two. Maria sends a two-paragraph status update to her leadership team every Friday afternoon. It covers the week's operational highlights, blockers, and anything that needs action by Monday. Here's what that single task looks like when you split it. Mechanical. AI should do this. Pulling numbers from dashboards, summarizing Slack and meetings, reformatting into readable prose, drafting phrasing options, checking completeness. Judgment. You must do this. Which three blockers actually matter? Which number leads the update? Whether to escalate or wait? Whether to ask for help or present a plan? Who needs to be looped in? Look at what that split does. The mechanical column is where AI pays off. Maria can now draft the update in 12 minutes instead of 40. The judgment column is what her leadership team actually pays her for. AI accelerating the first column gives her more room for the second. If she did it the other way, if she outsourced the judgment and kept doing the mechanics herself, she would have a job AI could do and a reputation AI was doing. That is the trap this lesson is trying to help you avoid. Common pitfalls. The five things to watch out for as you start. Thinking AI is magic. It isn't. It is a very fast, very confident producer of text, code, and structure. If you don't know what good looks like, it will give you bad, faster. Silent in, silent out. Delegating judgment instead of mechanics. "Should we fire this supplier?" is not a prompt. "Draft three framings for this difficult email, and I'll pick one," is. Keep the decision. Delegate the drafting. Waiting until you're expert to start. The first 2 weeks will feel clunky. The 100th task will feel like driving a car. You don't get fluent by reading. You get fluent by doing real work badly, then better. Comparing AI output to perfect instead of to your baseline. The question is never, is this AI output as good as a perfect human? It is this better than what I would have produced in the same time? Your baseline is real. Perfect is a moving target. Treating one bad output as proof it doesn't work. You don't write off a colleague because they were wrong once. Give AI the same professional courtesy. Iterate. Correct. Try again. That's what the amplifier metaphor demands. A note on the anxiety. If you're reading this because you're nervous about AI taking your job, here's the honest version. Some jobs will shrink. Some will grow. The work that disappears first is the work that's mostly mechanical and was already being done mechanically. The work that grows is work where human judgment is scarce and valuable. The question this lesson wants you to ask isn't, will AI take my job? It's two questions in order. what is my job actually for, and what part of it is judgment, what part is mechanics. The first one is upstream of the second, and most people skip it. The answer to the second is almost never all one or all the other. Most jobs are a mix, and the mix is usually heavier on judgment than people give themselves credit for, because the judgment is invisible. It's the part that feels easy because you've been doing it for years. That's your human delta hiding in plain sight. You don't need a new career. You need a new way of working. Pick one task from your week. Split it into mechanics and judgment. Let AI take one side. That's where this starts. What you should remember, AI exposes whether you can think clearly. When the mechanical work falls away, what remains is judgment. That is either good news or bad news, depending on what you bring. Your human delta is judgment, context, taste, and trust. These four things are what AI amplifies, not what AI replaces. Delegate mechanics, keep judgment. This one sentence is the whole lesson. Write it down. Start this week. Pick one recurring task. That is what the practice section is for, and it is the bridge into the next lesson.